News release. City of Barrie. The City of Barrie is creating a new comprehensive zoning bylaw, which will be designed to implement the vision and policies of Barrie's recently adopted official plan. A zoning bylaw controls the use of land in our community. It tells how land may be used, where buildings and other structures can be located, the types and form of buildings that are permitted, and how those buildings can be used. This is the first new zoning bylaw for Barrie in 13 years. Residents, as well as property and business owners, are invited to attend Public Information Center, PIC, meetings in November to learn more about the document and how it might be updated. Land use planning and zoning in particular has changed, in Barrie and across the province, and there are new trends and land use matters that we need to address today, says Michelle Banfield, Director of Development Services. The zoning bylaw is an important document that lets residents and property owners know what they're allowed to do on their property, such as widening driveways, building additions, and requirements for fences, landscaping and parking. The PIC meetings will take place on Virtual Meeting, Wednesday, November 9th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Online. Register by using the Zoom link. In-person Meeting, Thursday, November 10 from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. South Shore Community Center, 205 Lakeshore Drive. Note. Registration is not required for the in-person meeting. In addition to the meetings, there are 6 quick-take educational documents to support the strategic direction for the new zoning by law, which will help explain the proposed changes and areas of study. These documents provide insight on what a zoning by law is, how it can affect residents and the new directions proposed in the new zoning by law. Visit buildingbarrie.ca/zoning to learn more and to read the quick-take documents. After the PIC meetings in November, the next step will be the development of a new draft zoning by law document and maps. Public consultation will take place in winter 2023 to gather feedback on the draft document.